Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. Five-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
And the one thing that struck me, Andy, you know, some of the things, conference winners and blah, 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 and he said it's led to an unbalanced playoff bracket.
He's
and
right.
Yeah, that's the thing that I think about this that's really strange. How is Boise the third-ranked team in this thing?
Because they
and gets a first round bye.
It's seed, not rank.
I know, but
so
that's the, but I'm sorry. How are they
that's
the third?
Why.
I know, but how are they the third seed? And it's because of the system that they put in place. And I get what Dan said, and I think he's absolutely right. That's going to have to be adjusted because the college landscape has changed since they even bothered to say we're going to do a 12 team playoff.
Totally agree. I don't think there's a problem with that. But I'm still okay with it. Like, I feel like Ohio State can beat Tennessee, and I think if they can beat Oregon after that, then they'll have earned everything they needed to. No one said that, like, as he was talking about it, I'm like, well, what, should you have an easy ride? I think that in some ways, it may be better for college football that it's set up this way, because I think the fear was in the first round, we were going to see blowout after blowout after blowout. I don't know. You look at the schedule, you wonder what's SMU going to look like against Penn State, right? What's Indiana going to look like against Notre Dame? So I'm okay with the way it's set up. I don't feel like I hope that we're not going to see a bunch of blowouts between Friday and Saturday. That's my big question.
Well, one thing
I don't want boring games. I want good games.
And again, I've said before, I'm not the biggest college football fan. I enjoy watching college football, but I'm not a diehard. And so I'll readily admit, not overly familiar, you know, with most teams in this as far as an in-depth, you know, let's analyze anything.
Yeah.
That said, if I just look at the brackets, Tennessee, Ohio State, Clemson, Texas, Oregon, all in one bracket? Oh my gosh. That sounds loony, doesn't it? And then on the other side, Indiana, Notre Dame, SMU, Boise. That just seems like, man, what are the easy path to the championship game? It will be maybe for Georgia. Maybe for Georgia. Maybe for Penn State.
Penn State's the one school that jumped off the page for me when I first saw the bracket.
If I'm Penn State, I'm giddy.
Yeah, you should be.
I mean, to get to the semifinals, Penn State needs to beat SMU and Boise.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I wouldn't.
Thank you.
Yeah, but Boise always... Like, Boise has always scared me since
I've been there. Okay, but for Ohio State to get there, they have to beat Tennessee and Oregon.
Okay, so go beat the best. It's playoffs. Who cares? I'm not going
to. You
want to
get as far as you can.
Oh, we have to have an easy ride. No,
I'm not saying that. It's just interesting the way it's thrown out there, right?
I'm okay. I'm okay with everything that we're seeing right now. And if Ohio State gets beat, they get beat. What are you going to do? I'm excited about the thought of even having a home playoff game for Ohio State at the Shoe. I mean, like, come on. That's never happened in our lifetime. It's a non-bowl game, right? It's a playoff game. In essence, the whole thing is just, it's almost surreal. I love it. Think about how far we've come from, okay, the Ohio State-Michigan game was the last game of the year, and we'd be done, and we wouldn't be. He was right about the whole notion of trying to have the season over on January 1st, but I mean, you would sit there and you'd wait for Ohio State to play from, you know, sometimes early, like third week in November until the first week of the new year, until the first day of the new year. It's too long. Too long. I like it. I like the fact that Ohio State can have a couple games in here. Here's what I don't like, Jeff.
Tell me, Andy.
Well, I mean, I'm just reading some stuff about attendance and what's going to happen and how things could play out at the Shoe on Saturday. And I'm reading this SI story that they're saying that Tennessee students bought 42% of the resale tickets on this game. 42. The Shoe could be 24% Tennessee fans, according to the story I was just reading on SI. That's not what you're used to. That's not what Ohio State fans are ever used to seeing. The one thing that I loved about, especially when I was traveling with Ohio State, was that you would go on the road, and if Ohio State was playing a mediocre team, the stadium would be taken over by Buckeye fans. It's almost like someone took Columbus, picked it up, and dropped it into another city. You can go back to Trestle's national championship to believe that. Anybody that was there in 02 that saw that, I mean, the entire bowl against Miami. Ask Ken Dorsey this at the press conference if anybody sees him. Oh, they already did his press conference. But that entire bowl was Ohio State. It was all, there was maybe 1% Miami fan there. And now we're talking about a playoff game in Columbus that could be 24% Tennessee fans. Apparently they got a hold of the code, the presale code, and they were able to sneak in there and buy tickets quick. That's something Ohio State fans would do.
You know how we all have little favorite subjects that we talk about and that we know, cling to a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like, I love fantasy football,
yeah,
fantasy basketball, fantasy baseball.
Yeah.
You love compositions of crowds at games. I don't know if you know that. That's one of the things.
Well,
you're like, percentage of fans.
I believe in.
It's going to be all terrible towels. It's going to be all orange.
I believe in home field advantage. And if you give it away, it's brutal. Like, how can you give away home field advantage? Ohio State's athletic director was on the radio this week saying, don't sell your tickets. Don't sell your tickets. You kidding?
Yeah. Great. You giving them away for free, sir?
Well, I wonder how much they're gouging the Tennessee fans for.
Yeah, well, I wonder how much they're gouging the Ohio State fans for.
Hmm.
Frank is in Gates Mills. Frank, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Hey, guys. It's still an Ohio State home game. I mean, yeah, there might be more Tennessee fans than
a normal Ohio State game. Yeah.
And I think the reason of that is because Ohio State fans are just not certain on how big of a game or how big of a fan they should be for this game. I think they're all crossing their fingers that they win, and then they all get to travel out west to the
Rose Bowl
yeah, against Oregon. So that was just my initial comment. The other comment I wanted to make is, I mean, it's not fair, and Ohio State should have beat Michigan. I get it. But there's no way that these brackets should be stacked the way that they are. I mean, look at how the basketball brackets are set up. The best teams get a bye. It doesn't matter if you win a conference or not. If you're not a top-ranked team, you don't get a bye. And I think that it has to change.
It will.
In the future.
They'll change it. I can't see that. Go Bucks. Thanks, Frank.
Frank, thank you very much.
I know the students are on Christmas break, so you know, you look at that, and like Ross Bjork, who I was talking about, was the athletic director there. He was telling people on the fan in Columbus, don't sell your tickets. Don't. Tennessee fans, they're rabid fans. He said, they are going to invade the shoe. Let's make sure we don't have as much orange as there is that people think it's going to be.
Frank's point, I think, is right on the money, and it plays off of what Dan Wolkin said. And it's that in the basketball tournament, it doesn't matter what you won or whatever, they seed you based on what they think you are and where you should be, you know? And right now, the teams that have the first round buys, Oregon, number one seed, number one ranked team,
earned.
All the way around.
Yeah.
Arizona State, the 12th ranked team in the country.
Right.
Georgia, ranked number two. Got it. No problem.
Okay.
And Boise, ranked 9th in the country, which is a great ranking for Boise, but, you know, they're ranked 9th. And then the teams that are having to play first time around, Ohio State and Tennessee are ranked 6th and 7th. Texas is ranked 3rd, and they have to play in the first round. It's obviously there are some bugs to be worked out,
mm-hmm.
and they will, and which is great. I just think that this is a really nice first step for college football. I don't know if it will ever get much bigger than maybe Andy 16 teams.
Well, I know that when they used to do the old 1AA playoff, 16 seemed perfect.
It does, doesn't it?
It seems perfect.
Is D3 now 32 teams? I'm not sure. I think they expanded it, but it works. You know, it does work. So, but I'm really anxious to see how these games go and how it ends up. I do just think it's a shame that, you know, like Texas is 3rd ranked and they have to play.
I don't. Some would say that they'd rather play than sit.
Many. Although in the old system, you'd sit for 5 or 6 weeks. Remember?
Yes. That's what I was talking about. Ohio State would, like, they'd beat Michigan or they'd lose to Michigan, and then you had to wait till New Year's Day to see them play again. Oh, it took forever. But then again, we were wondering how AP and UPI were going to vote, or the college or the coaches poll. How are they going to vote? I mean, come on, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's gonna be fun. Do you like Ohio State in that game? I mean, do you think they'll win?
Here's what I think. I like Ohio State if they come out and score right away. I'm not kidding.
In other words, if they take the lead, you like them.
Well, I'm just talking about 7 points. If you watch this team enough, laugh all you want, friend.
No, I'm laughing at Dan.
Not laughing
at you, even though it's so easy. I'm laughing at Dan.
The things that have been said about the crowd, I think, are 100% correct.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Do you think
the crowd will turn on Ohio State?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think this, and Frank just said something about the fans. Do you think the fans are thinking, and they lost to Michigan, go get my attention before I invest my emotions again?
A little bit.
Do you think so?
A little bit. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that.
That's what I was a little wondering about.
They're aggravated over the loss to Michigan.
That's what I was wondering about.
It shouldn't be. They had a good season. They beat top five teams all year, but you know that. The overabundance of importance on the Michigan game. Oh, I know Ohio State fans all mad at me for saying that. But, again, give me a national championship. And I think we've all thought that along the way. And you know what? Hey, Michigan spoiled the party. Congratulations to you. You're playing in the Carquest Bowl.
Our Browns beat reporter Daryl Ryder joining us at 1 o'clock next. Why you might want Bill Callahan back as the offensive line coach of the Browns if he can bring his kid with him. And Askin, Baskin, and Phelps Helps.
Ooh.
Oh, I can't wait, Andy. Can you?
I'm excited.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Coming up here on the show.